After the Blues, written by Kathy Lett and read by Wendy Boss. For the most important girls in my life, my dearest sisters, Jenny, Liz and Cara, my beloved mum, Val, and darling daughter, Georgie. You've got mail. Dear Deb, the surf's unreal up here. Seal Rocks was best. Got a 6-foot tube. Crescent the next day was also unreal. But all we've done since the good tubes went is heckle the shit out of Baz, and now he's got the shits. Bloody Pete ran over a bloody fence pole in my car, aboard an old banger, and rooted the front guard. I was really stoked, as you can imagine. I didn't exactly kiss him on the butt that night for doing that. Talking of bums, I think I had better put a cork up mine tonight, because Pete's getting as randy as a mad dog. So am I, for that matter. My sex life is at a standstill. I'm not interested in other chicks. All I've got to look at most nights is Pete's big hairy ass and balls that hang down to his knees. The car is chewing up petrol like it's bloody well free. I've been eating food that tastes like regular cess, and I mean cess. It's the most shithouse food I have tasted for many a year. That's because it's Baz's turn to do the cooking this week. The only good thing about this trip are the tubes. I've won a couple of comps up here, but nothing will make me happy until I'm looking in your beautiful blue eyes and kissing your sweet body. We called in at a mate's farm on the way up to try to bludge a bit of free food, but didn't get a bloody crumb. Stingy bastards. We are all starting to stink like the local shithouse. We haven't had a wash for days. The car is a regular garbage dump. Everywhere but the driver's side, of course. There should be some good vibes flowing through tomorrow because there's a southerly blowing. I'm missing you heaps, and I'm still so sorry about what happened. We were off our heads is all. Don't stay mad at me. You know you don't want to. You can write to me at Chook's place in Noosa. Please write to me. Lots of love, Gary. Dear Deb, I didn't have a letter waiting at Noosa, so I know you're still mad as hell. I'm starting to lose the will to live without you. The surf is shithouse, and Chook is starting to give me the shits. Plus, I also have a bugger of a cold thanks to surfing all day and night. We stayed up in Queensland with Steve in his flat for a couple of days, but the hassle started to shit me, so we moved on to the farm at Lennox Head, which is absolutely shithouse. All bloody Benj wants to do is hang around and play the pinnies. I'm going to make some more cess for tea. I hope the bloody swell picks up. It should start to tomorrow. I've had an offer from Rip Curl. They want to sponsor me. But I don't want to go pro without chewing it over with you first. I don't want to do anything without you. Love, Gary. Gary, I'm only writing to tell you to stop writing. You're as useful to me as a solar-powered vibrator on a rainy day. Debbie.